The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you in part by our friends at Wizards. They're a Midtown institution, a Memphis institution, if you will. Have been around for a long, long time. They're in Midtown, Madison Avenue, 1999 Madison. There is where you can find them. They're open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And right now they're having a fall sale on everything that they've got in that store. That's right. As a matter of fact, if you mention that you heard this ad on this podcast or at Radio Memphis, they'll take 20% off of your final purchase. How about that? That's not a bad little deal right there. Everything from clothing to incense to lava lamps, it's all for sale, and you can find it at Wizards, 1999 Madison Avenue. Shop online, wizardsmemphis.com. They'll ship straight to your home. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar. And this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, aloha, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Coming up on this program, we have music to you from our friends the Subteens, an institution, if you will, as well. These guys have been around a long time, and they're still doing it. Man, still playing it. They take long breaks at a stretch, but they still got it going on. We'll play a cut from them a little bit later on in the old program as well. You'll hear what's coming up next week as such. As of the recording of this episode, really one of the biggest things that's been happening, Comcast Cable, an internet provider service, has purchased Time Warner. I think right now we're waiting on the approval of the Federal Exchange Commission and the and whoever else is involved in that, just because it's a big deal. $85.8 billion deal occurring in here. And you have to wonder, you have to question this a little bit, because cable television is got problems. They're losing subscribers. People are cutting the cords, if you will. They're bailing out on the predestined packages on your cable television. Last year, in 2016 alone, up to this date, the cable television industry has lost nearly 42% of their subscribers. It's becoming a big deal. Netflix is really kind of sort of responsible for a lot of that, but streaming services are where it's at. And I had predicted a long time ago that cable companies were going to transition into a new life, and that life would be internet service providers. So that fight is certainly, you know, underway. Keep in mind, the purchase of Time Warner comes with HBO and all the Turner properties. It's a big deal. It is a very, very big deal, but I don't know what they're rolling their dice on, but it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out over the, over the next bit, you know? It's all, you know, dog-eat-dog world, but such as it is. Which brings me to what I wanted to get into today, which is the new media, if you will. We talk a lot about the internet, because if it weren't for the internet, this show like this wouldn't exist. It really wouldn't. You wouldn't be able to get it as simply as you wanted to. You know, on demand is a big deal. And that's one of the things at Radio Memphis that we're working on right now. We're about to release this huge on demand collection of stuff. And everybody's happy about that, except for the guy who has to edit it all, which would be me. I kid. I'm thrilled about it. It's just more work than I'd intended it to be. But that's fine. It's all coming up, you know, at the first of the year. So that's some groovy stuff. Maybe sooner. I don't know. I may release some of it sooner than that. But because it just keeps coming in every week. We got like five new things that need to go into the on demand thing. So I have to edit like, I don't know, 10 to be able to 10 a day to be able to keep up with it. But it's substantial. But we're getting there, and we're looking forward to doing that. But here's the thing: when you're dealing with the on demand world, which is great, you get what you want. You can watch what you want. You can listen to what you want. It's all there for you, and you can consume it at your time, not on my time, but on your time. Now, granted, I also host a couple of live shows a week at Radio Memphis, and you know, if you want to hear those live, you certainly can. If your time happens to line up to my time, then it works out, and it's kind of a win-win for everybody. But if there's something special that has occurred, and you can't, you know, we can't get our times together that way, at least in on demand, then there it is. That's sort of the point, sort of the idea. That's the idea with that. See, a lot of you, for example, who subscribe to this show, do so through your device, whatever software that you're using, whether it's one in Apple, or I know there's one in Android, or the Google Play Store, and you can subscribe to it, and it automatically it's there in your device, and you're ready to go, and it makes things a lot easier. I know there's a lot of you as well that go to the other sites that this show is hosted on, which is at radio-memphis.com, which is one of the places. There is the Podbean, which is what hosts this show, podbean.com, and then I have a blog space that I've converted into another place to put this show, and that has usually some different things written about it. rickcheddar.blogspot.com. That thing's been around for a long time. I used to do a lot of writing on it, but then I'm not a writer, and that's why I got into the podcast thing. Long story. Any rate, where was I going with this? Since I was just selflessly promoting this whole damn thing. The new media, that's what it is, which is kind of what we're in, and we're in the midst of a revolution. We are in the midst of a change of thought, a change of idea, a different way of looking at our society through the eyes of specifically social media. But one thing has become incredibly obvious to me. It's just blatant. And it's a simple statement I'll make. And I don't think you can disagree with it. You can try, but I don't think you can disagree with this. Nothing serious ever occurs on Facebook. Nothing serious ever occurs on Facebook. That's an interesting statement to make, and I'll tell you why I've come to this conclusion. Because I know there's some of you out there go, bro, that's where I get my news. You're not getting your news from social media. You're getting someone's reaction to the news on social media. Unless you're following a legitimate news source, then you're only getting reactions to the news. I'll be the first to admit, I'll be glad when this election is over with. This one has really tested my patience. It really has. It has kept me from really spending any time on Facebook. And that's what goes back to the original statement. Nothing serious has ever occurred on Facebook. People are talking about politics, but they're speaking to themselves. They're not swaying anybody. That's not serious. Nobody gives a shit. That's just it. Nobody cares because we're all talking about ourselves. We've talked about this in weeks past as well. There's this me, me, me shit. Like me, like me, like me. There's that. It's everywhere. It's prevalent. The seriousness of our lives are never really put in there. Because when it does happen, when something you think serious, if something has happened to you that you think is serious, and you, for whatever ridiculous reason, you find it necessary to post that onto social media, the immediate reaction of all of the people that see that is going to be, man, look at the drama. Drama. Oh my God, drama. But I know it's serious to you. It's serious to you that, your old man has been beating on you and he's going to jail for being a dumbass. And he was beating on you because you threatened to take away his PlayStation or something. And that's drama. It's none of my business, and because it doesn't affect me. That's what news is about. News, by the very definition of it, is information that will affect me in one way or another. Okay, that's how that is. That was the whole idea behind, newspapers, perhaps magazines with more in-depth reporting. Television comes along, or radio comes along, and there's, you can hear it, and you can listen to it, and you can sense the ideas of what's going on in that particular situation that is newsworthy. Television gives you the ability, of course, to see it. Now, the internet comes along, and really all we're trying to do is flood the thing with political messages about why your candidate sucks. Not why my candidate is good, but why your candidate, why my candidate sucks. That's there's that. Cat videos, and there's a bunch of Jesus posts out there, and lots of boobies. So that's what we have taken. We have some collective total knowledge of our existence on this planet as human beings. Almost everything we know is available to us at the touch of a finger or two, and yet that's what this thing has been reduced to. That's the important thing. Therefore, there is this revolution, and we're in the midst of it right now. Old stalwart media companies that have been around for a long, long time are trying to reckon themselves with this. They're trying to figure out how this is going to play out. If I'm a journalist, if I'm a legitimate journalist, a straight down the middle journalist, if you will, or just somebody who covers it from both angles or all angles, which is a rare thing nonetheless. But how do you reckon this? How do you get this out there? Because if I were to cover a story in a very non-biased way, as equally charged as I could possibly make it, I would be accused by both sides of being biased. It just happens that way. Because I have said something that you patently are against. On both sides. That's how you know. That's how you know it's right. And this revolution that we're fighting right now with this media is that everybody now has this voice. Everybody is out there. They're running their mouths. Hey, look at me. Look at all of this. You know, the world's coming apart at the seams. But I've got this whole statement about how I'm going to pull my gun on you because you're not waving a flag. That's what this is all about. It's a constant maneuvering to hold one's foot down on someone else's neck. And as such, I mean, I've got Facebook open right now, and I've refreshed it. I haven't looked at it most of the day, and I've just gone like, I don't know, two posts down, and there's something political going on here. And it's people trying to be funny when they're not. The only other thing that I see a lot of course, as you do too, is food stuff. You know, quick little recipes. As clever as they are, I've never had the desire to make any of it. I was like, I'm going to try this. I saw this on Facebook today. This looks really good. No, that's not how that works. But yes, we're fighting this revolution of new media, and we're fighting it with cat videos, and we're fighting it with boobies, and we're fighting it with political statements. And the problem is, it's all falling on deaf ears. Everybody's had enough. You've had enough of it all. Here's when they don't have an answer to any of this. When something is out there and something is going on and they just don't quite have an answer to any of this, they react by, well, there's a picture of my kid doing something stupid. That's what we have. This is the problem with the media revolution. How does one fight this? You don't. You have to just let it sort itself out. You have to let the human condition do what it does. The human condition is quite remarkable because we have the ability, as humans, to do a lot of really remarkable things. We have the ability to put another human being on another planet. That's a pretty big deal. We have the ability to cure diseases that have ravaged our species for hundreds and hundreds of years. We have the ability to put somebody in a building and have another person who knows people really well be able to cut them open and fix parts and put them back together. It's pretty cool stuff. We have computers that are able to drive a car clear across the country without getting into a car accident. We have the ability to have an airplane fly all on its own and be completely safe. We have this ability to provide information to people as quickly and as efficiently as possible. And what is this information that we're getting? That's critical. What is this information that we're getting? Cat videos. Lots and lots of stinking cat videos. Look, I'm just as amused as the next guy. But if there's something going on somewhere in the world that I need to find out what's going on, I mean, obviously there's places that I can go to figure that out. But that doesn't necessarily make it idiot-proof. That's the point here, right? Because if you do attempt to make something idiot-proof, it becomes, you just make a better idiot. That's really kind of what that boils down to. Here's what I'm talking about. With the entire things that we have at our abilities and our technologies, and we've taken these things and we just twisted them around to do what? You know, there is a loss. There's a gap. There's a vacuum that is occurring. And that's just it. Nature hates a vacuum. So something will fill it. And it's obviously going to take a little time for that to happen. Because keep in mind this. With with this stuff that we have, and with the idea that everybody now has access to all this stuff, there's going to be a pushback. There's going to be people that will push them back from this sort of thing. They are looking at trying to wrap their heads around all this. Where do I fit into this media? Where do you know? Where's my consumption coming from? As long as I have Netflix, I'm good to go. As long as I can watch, you know, the shows, my stories, I'm good to go. It's because of the selfishness of our people right now, which we all are as humans. We are incredibly selfish. And how that affects me as that selfish person, because really I'm the center of my own universe. That is the thought that I get from a lot of people. Oh, I'm the center of my own universe, so fuck you. As long as I get what I want and I get to watch what I get to watch and I get to say what I get to say, whether you like it or not, then I'm good to go. But we're starting to see it now. I see it, certainly. That more and more people are just turning it off. They're turning off that opinion. They don't like what you have to say, so guess what they do? They ignore it. When you see, go through your Facebook feed. Do it, you know, do it while you're listening to this if you want to, and you can see what I'm talking about. When you see what is attempted to be as a serious post, which goes back to what I said initially, there is nothing serious occurring on Facebook. When you see that somebody has stated an opinion, right? A lot of times, and I would say probably, especially right in about now in this politically charged deal that we're having to wrestle with, is that most of these posts get like maybe one or two likes. No one's arguing with it because they don't want to get involved in a Facebook slap. And it's not just one side, it's both sides. It's everything. Meanwhile, people are just trying to live their lives with as little intervention as possible from the random jackasses that exist out there in this world. That's all we really want. But here's the beauty of it. Eventually, and I do believe this, eventually, that's just going to wash away. We're going to start focusing our attention now to certain places that we know that we like. There will always be those who will voice their opinions about things, which is good, and I hope that continues. But it won't be the cute little 22-year-old blonde woman who speaks about the things that she has no knowledge of, but all she's doing is repeating what popular phrases are, and people go, oh, she says what I say all the time, therefore she is smart, and therefore I love her. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I see these videos every once in a while, and it's this good-looking blonde woman. She's probably, I don't know, 20, 21, maybe 23. I don't know. Who cares? It doesn't really matter. She's a young blonde thing, and she's sitting on this television set. It's a fairly produced deal, and she rants and raves about certain political issues. I've watched a couple of minutes of it, and it's you know, whatever. But because she says the things that a lot of the people who agree with her like this sort of thing, because all she's doing is just saying those things that they're trigger switches, right? She says what you like. And as such, she now appears to be this genius. She's really smart. She is a very, very bright young lady. She probably leaves skid marks on the couch when she's sitting there watching The Walking Dead naked every Sunday night. I don't know. But by God, she agrees with me politically. Well, that's all there is to that. Therefore, she is smart. But for the rest of us that don't necessarily agree with her, we're going to sit there and go, well, what a vapid bitch. That's what happens when you become a very one-sided individual, especially with this the whole thing with this election. It's crazy. It's maddening. Absolutely maddening. Because we're flooding into flooding our world with the opinions of others that really none of us really give two shits about. Unless we happen to agree with it. That's the only time we care about it. Such as it may be. So what do? You filter. You begin to tune out. You drift in and out of there. You're just kind of like a jellyfish in the ocean. You're just sort of going from one little area to another. And if something seems somewhat tantalizing, you kind of work your way to it. You just drift around. So eventually, people are going to get tired of it, of all this stuff. I think what has happened too, like with Facebook Live, this is another prime example. I've been kind of keeping an eye on it because it's kind of groovy. I've used it once. I'll be using it again too at some point, plus some other things that we're working on. But it's an interesting tool. It really is. It's a fascinating tool to see. But I've noticed that it's not quite as popular as I think is it people had initially thought it would be. Certainly, Facebook probably thought everybody was going to be using it, but it isn't. It's not that popular, and I think I know why. A lot of you are afraid to say the things that you say behind a keyboard. You're afraid to say it looking into the eye of a camera. I think it's fear. I really do. I could be wrong in this, but I think it is. I think there are some who own up to it and they'll say, well, here's my Facebook Live thing while I'm driving down the road and I'm going to tell you why this, that, and the other is the way it's supposed to be and why you should give all your money to Jesus. You know, there's all of that. But those videos don't get that much traction. They really don't. You don't. It's very rare in Facebook Live. It's very rare to see something that is entertaining. It really is. Because there's everybody who thought that they were funny, everybody who thought that they were entertaining have been given the ability to go, okay, fine, here, fucking prove it to us. Here's a camera. Here's a platform. You've got an audience. Now go, be funny. Go, be entertaining. What happens? They attempt it. They failed miserably. Oh, and then they get, oh, dude, you suck. And they get that from guys like me who will call it like I see it. Such as it is. I love that term, such as it is, because that's what this is all about. It speaks for itself. The facts, the thing. There's a legal precedent in Latin, res ipsa loquitur. The thing for itself speaks, which means that, well, there it is. You know, it doesn't need any explanation. You just look at it and it tells you everything you need to know just by looking at it. Whether it's an inanimate object or whether it's some jackass with a camera doing some really bizarre shit or saying whatever it is that he's saying. That's the fact. It is what it is. And it's this that is driving the revolution in the media. Because this is the way it boils down. We're in a revolution. It's just taking a very weird, twisty turn in this world. We're trying to sort it out. We're trying to figure out where it is that we fit. How is it that we're able to accomplish the things that we can accomplish, yet we say and do the dumbest things if we have the ability to do it? Of course, I also am one of these people that believe that human beings, our species, as creative as we are, and this is good news, I do believe that we have the ability to take ourselves as our society and really take it right to the brink of complete disaster and then pull it back. I know this because we've done it several times throughout our history as human beings. Just look around you. We've certainly done that. We always like to push the limits to complete and total chaos or disaster and then stop. There's a moment where we go, wait a minute. Perhaps we've gone a little too far. And then we start pulling it back. We're certainly seeing this every four stinking years. Thank God it's only every 4 years. I'm one of these people who believe that politically speaking, that we should make the office of the president a one-term, six-year job. And that's that. If after 6 years you've got your time to get it done, then get out. You're done. Let somebody else have it. I think all of Congress should be that way, too. But what do I know? That's why I sit over here and I run my mouth about these things and be critical of others, because these are jobs I wouldn't want. I don't want to be president. I don't want to be in politics. I don't want to be in Congress. But I sure as shit like sitting here and being judgmental about it, because that's exactly what this is. This is what I do. I speak my mind of these things, sometimes for good, sometimes for ill. But back to the revolution. As we sort out our abilities to work and to think and to play, and to be analytical, to be either reasonable or unreasonable about certain things, we find that places like social media, which is really a shortcut to finding your audience, is a powerful thing if left into the hands of someone who knows what they're doing. For a lot of us that don't know what we're doing, and we get out there and we say things and do things, that upsets people, that divides people, that's not such a good thing. It really isn't. So we try. What are we going to do, right? What are you going to do? You sort it out. So we fight this whole world of social media right by the balls. We fight this revolution, by God. I mean, let's go back to what's happening in the world of television. It's coming apart at the seams, my friends. Cable television, I think, is not going to be a thing much longer. I really don't. And it's odd because there were people out there, and I'm one of them, who have decided that, you know, I really don't need this cable. And I put up an aerial antenna. Hey, technology's advanced now. They don't look so bad. I put up an aerial antenna, and I'm pulling it some TV, man. Hell yeah, I don't owe no money, no nothing. It's free TV. It's what it's designed for. That's pretty groovy. Ooh, wait a minute. I've also got an internet connection. Now I can hook up a computer to my TV, and ooh, I can watch all sorts of shit when I want to watch it without the man trying to tell me what's going on. See what I'm saying? It's all part of this. To give you an idea of what this is like, just this past week, remember when I was telling you I got the ticket, you know, I was caught up into the system. Well, I had to go reconcile that with the city of Memphis, right? So, mandatory court appearance. I have it sitting here on my desk, as a matter of fact. Here it is. So I go down, pay $10 to park, of course, because, you know, I was running late to get to this court. It was a 1:30 court appearance, right? And I'm standing in line, and some guy comes up and goes, "What's your name?" You give him your name, and then they pull up, they give you a piece of paper, which they're going to sign off on. And, you know, it was an expired registration. That's really all it was. So I have my new registration, have my ticket, you know, and I'm told already that this is going to be, you know, dismissed and no court costs or anything like that. But it's just, you know, it's time out of my day, you know, and I'm downtown. I'm with the rest of the schlubs, and I'm standing there in line, and we're getting ready to go into the courthouse. And the they have different police officers, and they're walking around, and they're making sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. And it's really militant. These are people who have done this time and again, right? So, you know, and they're barking at you like you're going into boot camp. You will form a line to the left, and you will stand there, and you will be quiet. You will turn off your phone. Do not put it on airplane mode. Do not put it on silent. You will turn off your phone. Those of you who still have beepers need to turn them off. I couldn't believe that happened. But, yeah, apparently somebody had said something about that. If you are wearing a hat, you will take it off. If you have sunglasses on your head, you will take them off and put them into your pocket. They went into this whole fucking thing as if I'm being marched into the gas chamber. You know, you standing there outside the courtroom in this line, and they're just starting to feed you through the whole thing over there. I did have my sunglasses on the top of my head, and I had forgotten they were there. And I'm standing there at this point of the line where I'm getting ready to go actually into the courtroom itself to go deal with the prosecutor. And the police officer there, who was actually, she was very nice, and she goes, "Hey, the sunglasses are on your head. You need to put them into your pocket." I'm like, "Well, okay then." So sorry, but that's their rules, right? So you live by these rules. You go through the society and you deal with these rules, and then you can break free of it. Because the second I walked out of there, I felt so much better about it. I got into the car and I got out of downtown. I went on about my day. Had to go back to the radio station, did some work that I cheerfully did, that I enjoyed doing. So what was the point of all of that? It was the sense of freedom that I had just gotten away, not from breaking the law, but got away from that containment, got away from that, this is what you will do and this is how you will do it. That was a very welcoming sense of freedom. And that's what happened when I cut the cable, when I got off of the cable television, because it was a sense of freedom. Now it's like, oh, I can watch what I want to watch when I want to watch it. I can do what I want to do. Freedom! It was a beautiful thing. And that's part of the revolution as we take up our arms. And what are we armed with? Goddamn cat videos.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Brought us in and was glad to show what they had done. And change me if I'm wrong, Rick. But
See, I wasn't involved. I was working full time back
okay.
then. Okay. I was working for
Steve.
Well,
anyway, What was the promoter there?
Yeah, Joe Savery.
Yeah, he's just passed away not too long ago.
I just heard that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. But he was pushing everybody to get this thing going. And the ones around him, like me and...
Yeah, you're the one that was running the foundation, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you ran it.
But it you know, it just, I mean, there wasn't no work to it. I mean, it just thing kind of started going, getting bigger and bigger.
Kind of took off on its own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right on. There's what's happening next week. Look, you want to play the guitar. A lot of people do. They have desires of it. They see other people playing the guitar, and they kind of get a little jealous. Well, sure, you have every right to be getting a little jealous. Because you have the talent, you have the desire. If it's inside of you, it's got to come out, as they say. Well, now you can do this. Go to our website at radio-memphis.com. Go there and take a look. You'll see a banner ad somewhere on that site, and there's several of them, actually. It says, Learn Guitar Now, hundreds of online videos. That's right, lifetime access for $89. The New York City Guitar School will teach you how to play the guitar through the magic of the internet, through video. No embarrassment, none of that stuff. You get to do this and get a good jump start on playing the guitar. Here's what's even nicer. There's a free video that you can go watch right now and see if this whole process is even right for you. Check it out. It's the New York City Guitar School. Look for the banner at radio-memphis.com. It says Learn Guitar Now. Do it. Go there. Take a look at that. Click on that banner, and you can see what I'm talking about. All right, speaking of guitar, speaking of music, it's time to get into some music. I am friends with every one of these guys. This band here, it's called The Subteens. They've been around a long time here in Memphis. They're sort of an institution. They've played a lot of shows around here. A lot of people know who they are. They're very well known. It's funny because last summer there was this talk that they had a reunion show, which it really wasn't a reunion show. It was just them playing again. Because they take some time off in between. John Bubba Bonds on the drums, Terrence T. Money Bishop on the bass, and Mark Aiken on guitar and vocals. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Subteens, Never Gonna Happen, right here from Radio Land. Good stuff from The Subteens from Radioland. We played at Radio Memphis. You can listen in. You can tune in at any time. You can request that song if you like. Radio-Memphis.com. There's the promo for for where I work every day. Yes, and are we part of the new media? You're absolutely right. Are we into the revolution? Yes, you're listening to it. You're listening to it right now. That's how this works. You're part of it. Do your part. Take up arms and fight for what you want. Don't be dominated by all the shit that's out there in social media. It's easy to be caught up with it, that's for sure. Because it is. It's annoying. It pisses me off sometimes to see some of the things that people post. It is really. It's like, what? Really? Do you have to do this? You know, block, unfollow. Don't want to see that. You know, I spend a lot of time just being like the lifeguard in a pool full of idiots. All right, enough of that. You heard what's coming up next time. You heard a little music. You heard me ranting about something. I don't know. We'll see what's going on then. So, look, I'm going to go. I'm going to get out of here. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Please, for God's sake, stop shooting each other. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.